AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. Hours after independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. suspended his presidential bid and endorsed Donald Trump, he appeared on stage with the former president.
For the past 16 months, Bobby has run an extraordinary campaign for president of the United States. I know, because he also went after me a couple of times. I didn't like it.
Kennedy and Mr. Trump at a rally in Glendale, Arizona. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says it's time to cut interest rates, but he isn't saying when or by how much. To mark Independence Day in Ukraine, President Biden has announced a new military aid package will soon be on the way. At least three people are dead and five were seriously hurt after a knife attack at a festival in Solingen, Germany. A search for the suspect is ongoing. The Union for Canadian National Railroads rejected a government directive for binding arbitration and says a strike could begin next week. This is ABC News. Charges were filed today in the fatal shooting of a U.S. airman by a deputy. ABC's Victor Akendo has a story.
The Florida deputy who fatally shot senior airman Roger Fortson in his doorway, now charged with manslaughter with a firearm.
Sheriff's office, open the door!
Okaloosa County Deputy Eddie Duran was responding to a domestic disturbance call back in May when he approached Fortson's apartment in Fort Walton Beach. Duran's body camera video showing the 23-year-old airman answering the door, a gun in his hand, pointed toward the ground. The deputy shooting Fortson repeatedly, killing him. Duran later fired by the sheriff's office after an internal investigation determined his use of deadly force was not objectively reasonable.
It's happened for a second time. Giant panda Meng Meng's given birth to twins at the Berlin Zoo. We still don't know what their sexes are. The tiny offspring weigh just 5 and 6 ounces each and are just 5 inches long. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
The Todd Alba Show.
Even Scott Walker and other Republicans are going apoplectic because Trump keeps melting down into these personal attacks. He's just off the rails, Trigby.
You know, Scott may not be the brightest man, but he knows what politics is. Donald Trump is never going to change. Scott, come on the show. We'll talk about it. Todd and I will be nice to you, and I won't make Badger Boy State jokes.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. University of Wisconsin Regents have approved mass layoffs at UW-Milwaukee. Nearly 36 employees will lose their jobs on campus. During a meeting Thursday, Regents said they were put in this position because the UW system doesn't have enough funding from the state. Often tenured professors are safe from layoffs like this, but state law ended tenure protections in 2015. The employees work in the College of General Studies, which will close next summer. UW-Milwaukee Chancellor Mark Moen said cutting these positions is necessary, even though the Faculty Senate voted against it. And the FDA has signed off on new COVID-19 boosters. Spread of the virus is at its highest summer peak since 2022. The new boosters from Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech will roll out soon. The CDC recommends everyone over age 5 get a COVID booster and a flu shot. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers face the Oakland A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a 3-game series tonight in Oakland. They got shut out yesterday in St. Louis 3-0. The Cardinals' Miles Michaelis held the crew to just a pair of hits through 6 innings. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I coached Miles in 2013 in Tucson. I know a lot about him, and I know his ability to pitch. He went overseas and with the Texas Rangers, really learned how to pitch, and then all of a sudden really learned some things, and then got a big contract. He's been a great pitcher, and he's very capable of that. bat, and he dominated us today.
High school football, over 360 high school teams kick off their season tonight as part of the statewide WIAA competition. NFL, Packers and Ravens tomorrow at Lambeau Field, kickoff at noon. Matt LaFleur.
It's always great to go against a competitive team like the Baltimore Ravens, one of the premier teams in the National Football League. We're just looking to competing against them and getting better today.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the low 60s. Mostly sunny, warmer and more humid tomorrow, a high in the mid 80s. Storm chance Saturday night, sunny, hot and humid, high upper 80s to 90 Sunday. Hot and humid again on Monday, storms Monday night. It's 71 right now.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, Todd Albaugh. Join us next time as we are back in Wisconsin after covering the DNC. We'll look back at the news of the weekend and get you ready for the last week in August. Badger football coming up.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Which one am I? Which one? One, two, three, one, two. There we go. That's it. Okay, thank you. That's better. Jan, can you hear okay? And Sean, can you talk back to me, please? Be right back. And sitting here with me, and we're I'm hearing things now. Nate? Sean, can you hear me? Oh, this is the wonders of live radio. Are you getting return audio? Sean? We're going to get into my thoughts and your thoughts and all that kind of stuff about what happened last night in a little bit. But right now, sitting here with me, is the mayor of Newark, New Jersey, Raz Baraka.
Yes, right.
And so happy to have you with us, Mr. Mayor.
Glad to be here.
Like Tim. I'm trying to get my return audio into my headset. And I don't know, Sean, if you could maybe play a little music or something. And it's the engineers are still, we had all of like 4 minutes to make the transition. But Nate, you've got my audio, right? You've got my audio? Nate? You've got my audio, yes or no? Yeah, do you have my audio? Okay. All right, so I'm just gonna start doing the show here. And on the assumption that we're sending audio, if they're not hearing it. Excuse me, let me get your microphone over here. Let me just get things started here. First of all, hey, welcome everybody. It's great to have you all here with us. We're broadcasting live from Northbrook, Illinois, from Max and Benny's
restaurant in Northbrook with a live studio audience, as it were. Special thanks to Matt Cummings, Mark Penske, Richard Chu, the morning host here on WCPT, Steve Lessman, Devin Andrakis, Bill Carmobilis, my apologies if I'm mispronouncing, Kenny Dobbin, and all the folks, the great servers and everybody else here at Max and Benny's. And sitting next to me here is Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky, who represents this neighborhood, I believe, or at least generally speaking. It's so nice to see you again.
So good to see you. Talk to you.
So
thank you for all that you are doing.
Oh, we would love to have you on the show more. I mean, anytime you want to come on and take calls for an hour, Ro Khanna and Mark Pocan do that all the time, and Bernie used to do it for 11 years, and so we'd love to have you on. But what are your thoughts on the convention and how everything's going?
I thought it was pretty good. No, I thought it was amazing.
It really was.
You know, we've never seen anything like it, and I think the hope, the optimism, that we're ready for the future, we're ready for the first woman to be president of the United States, but we're ready for the changes that we need. You know, I think for several months, people were mainly afraid. Mm-hmm. They were afraid we can't. And knowing that we can't have Trump as president of the United States. But now they're saying the sky's the limit.
Yeah.
And I'm for the trifecta. Mm. Winning the House, the Senate, and the White House.
Yeah, I'm with you, and I think it's possible. I've been saying this for months, actually. Even when it was Joe Biden, I was saying, you know,
I love
talking about how Donald Trump is in the fat Elvis phase of his career, and that's no slur on Elvis, but there was this point where basically he was just kind of singing the old hits, he had no new material, and that's Trump.
He forgot the old hits. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
He's blithering. He got cut off on Fox News last night. So it's I'm quite optimistic. I really am. What were the high points for you?
Well, certainly last night was incredible, and that was kind of the key moment. Is Kamala going to inspire the people who are listening? Are they going to understand how ready she is for this job? How great our country can be with that team that we have now for president and vice president? And I just want to say, I love Joe Biden, and I want to thank him for his patriotism, for understanding that this is a moment. And he was the one who put his hand out for Kamala Harris. So last night was great. But all of it was really, really exciting. Yeah. All the voices that we heard, all the different people, and the diversity of the voices and the people that we heard from, that all see there is something for everyone in this. Yeah.
Well, and the thing about Joe Biden that just amazes me, people have tried to make analogies to LBJ and George Washington, but George Washington desperately wanted to leave the White House. He wanted to get back to his farm. He wrote about it. He had long conversations with Alexander Hamilton, who was kind of his ghostwriter about it. He was ready to go. And Lyndon Johnson was literally waking up in the middle of the night screaming, having nightmares because of the Vietnam War. He was just burned out. And I think he was ready to go. Joe Biden was still ready to do another 4 years.
He was.
And enthusiastic about it. And I think he would have done a damn good job, frankly. But he came to the conclusion that the best thing, not for him, but for the country and for the party, but mostly for the country, was to step down and hand this to Kamala Harris. And I don't think there is a parallel in American history to that. I don't think we've ever had a president make such a noble sacrifice.
I think the fact that everything is kind of new right now, young people are now totally engaged, which I'm so thrilled about. We are sending people in my neck of the woods, in our neck of the woods, I'm saying to the audience right now, we have what we call OperationSwingState.com, because we're close to Wisconsin and Michigan. And so people now are signing up at Swing State. Wait, I'll get it. OperationSwingState.com. Uh-huh. If they go on that website, then they can get on the bus with us and go to those states and do something really important. Knock on doors.
Yeah.
You know, and people say, oh, that's the old-fashioned way. It's the best way.
Yeah.
And all of us, now that the convention is over, you all have to be thinking about everyone listening. Now, what is the role that you can play? How are you going to get to work? And so, you know, in our neck of the woods, we can go to Michigan and Wisconsin. If we win those two states, we are likely to, you know, just take it all away and win the election.
There you go. We're going to hit a break here in about 30 seconds, and I'm just telling Sean and Nate to please fill this break so that we can figure out the audio problems that we've got. Congresswoman Schakowsky, in the 25 seconds we have left, what... Going forward, what are you most hopeful about?
What I'm most hopeful is that we're going to be able to have a country that cares about building the middle class, that we're not going to give tax breaks to the wealthiest Americans, that we're going to do health care for all, that we're going to be able to house people will be able to, you know, I mean, all the
That's great. We're in our break now. So, Representative Schakowsky, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Pleasure having you.
Am I done?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm done too.
Oh, okay.
This is the Tom Hartman
Program.
Great having you with us.
Thank you. Please again.
Taste it. It's just,
yeah.
I've been to a convention before. This
One
is something
out of two
different.
Americans think their life is worthy of a book.
Is
Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book,
it, you know,
and one of the 6% that got halfway
really
through it, but your
it up,
gem
really
of an
just,
idea
you know,
likely died.
Giving it to
or
us the way it needs
some
to be
published
given.
Authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely
back in 2004,
written, published,
the theme
and then
of the
taken to market to sell it. It's
you know,
a free
John
consultation,
Kira,
so call
service,
right now. Find out how much
sure
time
how
and money it takes
well
to finally get that book
or,
idea
you know,
of yours
2008,
published. Make your dreams
we
happen.
These different
call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298.
Joe Biden was all about democracy, but Kamala Harris has rebranded this as free. That seems to me like the most potent theme or meme that is possible.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Who is the toughest billionaire? I'm pretty sure I could take Warren Buffett. He's like 94. Elon Musk is the richest guy in the world. He's got like 200 billion bucks. Then Jeff Bezos.
I don't know how Jeff would fight.
What about Mark Zuckerberg?
No, that guy.
I'll say Bill Gates. He would probably take a dive.
Isn't Michael Jordan a billionaire now?
Okay, I would take Michael Jordan.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
The hour-long rambling from former President Fruit Loops. I think they keep putting him out there as a distraction. What they don't want us talking about is Project 2025.
If you don't think that Trump has anything to do with this, there are 14 hours of videotape starring former staffers of his, and there's no way he didn't know about this, period.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
So the national ticket and the things that are being fought for on the national level, I think we're fighting for the state level as well.
In that list of things, what
missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Shining high, pick up the phone and give it a try. Got a talk to tell or a question to pose. Today's the day, cause anything goes. Call the radio, share your heart. From the biggest news to the smallest part.
You'd be bringing, as governor of New Jersey, that you're working on as mayor of Newark.
Well, Bill,
that you'd like to see Kamala Harris do as president.
Absolutely. Invest in building more affordable housing.
Oh, yeah.
And she's talked about that. I mean, we have to build more. New Jersey is about 250,000 units short of affordable units across the state. Newark, about 15,000 units short. We have to build more housing. We're not building enough. And because the cost of building is increasing, we need subsidy. We need support to build more. I mean, the region that I live in is probably the most expensive region in the nation in terms of housing and cost. So we need more housing in our region. That's one of the number one kind of remedies as well. And, you know, trying to lower healthcare costs,
yeah.
lower hospital costs,
yeah.
so people can have more income in their households to be able to deal with.
How do we best do that in your mind?
Well, one, we have to begin to restrict some of these insurance companies from you know, gouging and price gouging and raising the prices on insurance or subsidizing some of these costs. Two, we have to look at hospital costs, that are rising all over and regulate some of these costs that are happening in these hospitals that are driving costs up, you know, and, you know, be the kind of tax breaks that we give to the wealthy to begin to figure out how to give middle-class families some of these tax breaks, how to give working families some of these breaks around health care, around cost of housing, around cost of daycare for your children or child care for your children, whether it's earned income tax credits or child tax credits or whatever it is, to begin to make the tax code fair, to make everybody pay their fair share. But at the same time, using the resources that we have to take care of Americans that need it the most. And I think that is what really kind of generates economic growth taking care of people who will put their money right back in the economy and not in a tax shelter somewhere that's going to spend their money on food and eggs and milk and school and all of those things that we have to do every single day. And so we need to be investing in those families.
It seems to me that the Democratic Party is making a turn back toward Franklin Roosevelt and, you know, and Lyndon Johnson, toward New Deal and Great Society kinds of, you know, quote, big government programs that literally built the American middle class.
That's right.
What are your thoughts on that?
That's right on the money, and that's what exactly should be happening. I mean, and not just that, but also on a diversity. I mean, we can't run from diversity. It's proven that, look at the city of Atlanta, has a larger economy than the entire state of Georgia put together and other, you know, states around it because of the diversity there, right? Mm-hmm. And we have to look at diversity as an opportunity. And not just as a social justice experiment, but as an economic growth experiment for the country to begin to invest and bring more people into our economy so we can grow it and make it more robust and take care of people so they have an opportunity to pay taxes. Yeah. So that they have the opportunity to get a decent job. They have the opportunity to take care of themselves and their family. And that's what we should be doing. And so I applaud the efforts of, you know, the Biden-Harris administration and the Harris-Waltz administration that's coming up.
Yeah, Joe Biden really, I've been so impressed by, you know, how much he's gotten done.
No, absolutely. With CHIPS Act, Infrastructure Act, ARP dollars, American Rescue Plan, pulled us out of COVID that way. People don't understand, as a city and as a mayor of a city, after COVID, we were in desperate situations. People weren't paying their rent, not paying their taxes, the other kind of parking tax, payroll tax, all the kind of things we weren't getting anymore. We had huge holes. If it wasn't for direct dollars to these municipalities, you don't hire police officers, you don't hire firemen, you're not hiring healthcare workers.
Yeah, you know, there you go.
All of that is important.
This I think I'm hearing the music.
Tom Hartman Hang on just program. A second.
Mayor Raz Barakat, thank you so much for dropping by.
My pleasure, Mayor. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, great to have you with us. We'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls. Stay tuned. And welcome back. Carol in Minneapolis. Hey, Carol, thanks for watching us on Free Speech TV. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I just wanted to have you help get a message to the Harris-Waltz campaign that they need to be messaging that you need to vote not only for us, but you need to vote for a Democratic House and Senate, or we won't be able to pass any of this stuff. And I think that's a really important message for every Democratic candidate out there, that you need to vote not just for me, but for Democrats up and down the ballot in order to get any of these things passed. So if you could get that message out to the campaign, I'd really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Well, I will do my best. Are you working on that project there, Carol?
Well, I'm doing what I can. I've been involved in the DFL here in Minnesota for a long time. So,
pleasure to meet you.
And so, thanks for all you do, Tom.
Oh, my pleasure, Laura. Thank you very much for the call. Good talking to you. I just, you know, I wanted to just speak a little bit about last night, too, and what I saw. We'll be rejoining our commercial stations in about 2.5 minutes here. So, just the extraordinary energy in this place, the speeches last night I'm running out of words here. In fact, healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health
is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing plus 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, code Tom, T-H-O-M.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit lumberliquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com, Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free Donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious, world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
In the land of the free, something's gonna riot. From the White House halls to the Ohio sky, Trump's got his quirks, J.D. Vance is strange. The Republicans' antics out of range. They're all weird, can't you see? From sea to shining sea, did God make them this way? Were they born to be so strange every day?
They're so weird. Yeah, they are just so weird. I just wanted to give you a quick, and then we're going to take questions from the audience here. We've got an audience here at Northbrook. It's just, it's absolutely great having everybody here with you. I did want to first tell you about my rant today, which is titled The GOP's Last Stand, Cruelty as Their Final Weapon, is the word you know, we used in the headline. But, you know, back in the 1950s, Eisenhower actually ran for re-election in 1956 on a progressive agenda. Eisenhower was the guy who raised the top income tax rate from in the 70s up to 91% in 1953, okay? Eisenhower was the guy who bragged in 1956 that he had doubled union rates in the United States. Eisenhower was the guy that he'd added 5 million people to Social Security in 1956. That was the Republicans then. During Reagan, They adopted Milton Friedman's weird neoliberalism, you know, free trade, destroy the unions, all this stuff, cut taxes on rich people. But they actually thought it was going to do something good for America. They, you know, Milton Friedman, he was a Nobel Prize winning economist. He promised them if you just do this stuff, the whole world will be wonderful. They called themselves the Party of Ideas, the Republican Party. What is the Republican Party now? It's nothing. It's cruelty. That's all they've got. I mean, when Governor Tim Walz was giving his acceptance speech here in Chicago at the DNC, I'm sorry, it's been a long week. When he was giving his acceptance speech, his son Gus, who has ADHD, like me, Gus was on camera just proudly proclaiming, "That's my dad," and he had tears streaming down his eyes. And Ann Coulter writes, "Talk about weird." And a right-wing hate jock, a guy named Jay Weber, he says, "Meet my son Gus. He's a blubbering bitch boy. His mother and I are very proud." Trumpy podcaster Mike Crispy ridicules Walz's stupid crying son. "You raised your kid to be a puffy beta male. Congrats." And another right-wing podcaster, Alex Lay, says, "Get that kid a tampon already." I mean, compassion for a learning disabled kid is dead on the right. I mean, all they have left is cruelty. You know, Ronald Reagan shepherded through the most consequential border bill in American history in 1986. You know, it wasn't perfect. It did a whole lot of good, though, and obviously it needs to be updated. There's a lot that needs to go on. So Senator James Lankford, a Republican from Oklahoma, he gets together with a bunch of Democrats. They put together a really good border bill, and then Donald Trump says, "Oh, kill that, you know, because if we fix the border, I don't have anything to run on." And then he goes on this thing, you know, he tore 5,500 babies away from their mothers. Over 1,000 are still missing. They were trafficked into these so-called Christian charities that literally popped up out of nowhere, took these children, and then went out of business, and nobody can find them. There's 1,000 missing children right now from Trump tearing them away. And then he told the border guard down there, oh, start shooting them in the legs. You know, like there's no arteries or veins in the legs that'll bleed you out or something. You know, all they've got is cruelty. They don't even have a border policy. All they've got is cruelty. George H.W. Bush, he worked with Mikhail Gorbachev, a Republican president, right, to unwind the Soviet Union, hoping that they would create something really good. You know, they didn't see Putin coming, I guess, you know, that he was going to turn Russia into a one-man dictatorship. But then, you know, and steal 700,000 Ukrainian children into the one country in the world where child pornography is legal. God only knows what they're doing with those kids, and I don't even want to think about it. And dissenters are tortured. And Donald Trump says when Putin invades Ukraine, he says that's, quote, genius and savvy. You know, we are abandoning the Republicans now, abandoning America's traditional role as a moral leader in the world. Trump and the GOP have abandoned all the founding principles of this country. All they have left is cruelty. During the 2020 election, Trump followers tried to run a Biden-Harris bus off the road in Texas. Remember that? They thought Kamala Harris was in the bus. It turned out it wasn't. It was Wendy Davis, the state senator from Texas. But, you know, they almost killed those people. Donald Trump tweets a picture of it with "I love Texas" in all caps. Right. You know, he's retweeting or reposting or retruthing or whatever the hell they call it. You know, pictures of a pickup truck with Joe Biden in the back tied up, you know, hogtied with a bullet hole in his forehead. This is not a single elected Republican. I did a web search on this last night when I was writing this op-ed. I couldn't find one Republican who condemned Trump for either of those things. All they have left is cruelty. It's it. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, he turned down federal money to feed 2.1 million low-income children in Florida. 2.1 million children. And the money was free. It was the federal government. Here's some money. And he says, no, we're not going to do that. And he's joined by 11 other Republican governors who also have turned down that money. And this is a country where 11 million children every year go to bed hungry. All they have left is cruelty. There are no principles to this party anymore. President Obama signed the Affordable Care Act. It expanded Medicaid. It would have given, had the Supreme Court not tinkered with it, shall we say, or five Republicans on the Supreme Court, it would have given every single person in the United States access to health care through an expansion of Medicaid, all the low-income people. We've got 11, I believe it's 11, Republican-controlled states, and it might be 10, Republican-controlled states now that are refusing to take that money, that are refusing to provide health care. And the federal government pays 90% of the cost. All they have left is cruelty. When this 10-year-old girl was raped and impregnated in Ohio, you had the Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, Governor Kristi Noem, Fox's Tucker Carlson, Jesse Waters, Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost. They all came out and said, they ridiculed it. They said, oh, they're just making it up. This is those liberals. This is that crazy stuff. When that little girl finally, you know, her family took her to, I believe it was Indiana, where she could get an abortion. Indiana's Attorney General, the Republican, Todd Rokita, I think it's pronounced, launched an investigation into the rape. Nope. He lost an investigation into the doctor who did the abortion. All they have left is cruelty. That's all the Republican Party has. It's crazy. Donald Trump lost the 2020 election by 7 million votes, and he sends his angry mob into the Capitol to try to murder the Vice President of the United States and the Speaker of the House, and they kill five people and three police officers. Eight people died as a result of that thing. And, you know, they smeared the walls of the Capitol with feces. They defaced priceless paintings. And Trump gleefully watched this on television for 3 hours, over 3 hours. I think it was 168 minutes, if my recollection is correct, while refusing to call in the National Guard, refusing to do anything at all. You know, five civilians and three cops died as a result of that because all the Republican Party has left is cruelty. That's the bottom line. This week, on the other hand, in contrast, a couple weeks ago, we saw the Republican convention, right? And what was it? It was just, whining and complaining and, oh, America's falling apart. Oh, America's a terrible place. Oh, you know, why don't you just damn move to Russia, Republicans? I mean, you know, you seem to love Putin, right? But we also, this week here in Chicago, we saw the Democrats stand up and say, we're here for compassion. We're here for love. We're here for caring for people. We're here for feeding people. We're here for providing health care to people. We're here to to establish American values in the United States and defend them all around the world. And there, that's the contrast. And just, you know, very, very sadly, all Republicans have left is cruelty. So anyhow, that was my rant. You can read it over at HartmanReport.com. But let's pick up some calls now. Matt is our microphone guy here. Hi, tell us your first name and your question.
I'm Olivia Aguilar. I'm from Downersville, Illinois.
Great.
Now, I watched the convention. It was so positive. My question is, though, they keep saying it's going to be a landslide. Not a landslide, a very close race. I don't think so.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Is it going to be that way, or is it going to be more of a landslide on our behalf?
I am not trusting the polls at all, frankly.
I never do.
You know, they were wrong in 2016. They were wrong in 2018. They were wrong in 2020. They were wrong in 2022. I don't know why they're wrong. I have a feeling it has something to do with cell phones, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever it is, you know, we just don't take calls anymore and we can block unknown numbers.
So you think they're making it up?
I think they're trying their best, you know, the pollsters, because their reputations are at stake and they're trying to keep their business model together. But I think it's going to be a blowout. I don't think you can underestimate the power of 100 million pissed off women.
Frankly, I agree.
So there you go. Okay. Up next.
Hi, I'm Carrie. I'm from Niles.
Hi, Carrie.
Want to know if you think Trump's going to show up for the debate.
Oh, you know, he would be wise not to. She's going to eat his lunch. I mean, you know, he talks about bloodbaths. He ain't seen nothing yet. I mean, it's going to be metaphorically, of course, it's going to be a disaster. But he is so certain of his own whatever, you know, his own infallibility, his own brilliance. He, you know, is a, even though deep down inside, I mean, he knows he paid people to take his SAT tests. He paid people to sit in on his classes when he was in college. He knows he's not that bright, but he's got this bluster thing. So I think he's going to show up, and I think it's going to help us a lot. I really do. Knock wood, right? But I just can't imagine Kamala Harris going, I don't know, I think, she's going to bring a gun to a knife fight.
Hi, Tom, I'm Roger from Niles.
Hey, Roger.
What happened to libel and slander?
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I thought that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Hang on
just a second. I'm not getting my audio back from Portland. It sounds like we just hit a break.
Sneaky alert! When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food Dog Whisperer Caesar Milan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
At this very moment, Doctors Without Borders is on the ground in communities around the world, delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most. Our teams are bandaging war-wounded patients caught in the crossfire in Sudan, providing clean drinking water in Haiti, and performing emergency C-sections in Yemen. Doctors Without Borders teams are in over 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving work is made possible by our movement of supporters, people like you, who help our patients even when they're half a world away. At Doctors Without Borders, we won't stop working to bring our patients and their communities from crisis to care.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, right, metabolism, and blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat and then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Super Bearing is a plant-based supplement from nature, and both Louise and I take it because it works. It actually does. Super Bearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day. It helps you support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Super Bearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, this berberine is the only berberine shown to support, clinically studied, shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Super Bearing and get 15% off. Go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbearing.com, B-E-R-I-N-E, super B-E-R-I-N-E, code TOM, superbearing.com, code TOM. Welcome back. We're broadcasting live from Max and Benny's in Northbrook, Illinois, with a great WCPT audience here. Great to have you all with us, and you know, just taking your calls or taking your questions here. You got another question? Oh, that's not Roger. Roger's sitting next to you. Hi. Sorry. Hey, Joe.
And thank you very much for coming here. We really appreciate it.
Oh, it's an honor.
I also saw that interview on CNN with Trapper, with Vance, and was absolutely horrified.
Yeah.
And it just seems that the issue that we need to try to do is have the media just address Trump with, like, are you kidding me, people? Yeah. How is this guy running for president? How is anybody considering to vote for this person? And the question I have is about the debate. I mean, should Kamala really debate him? Or just say, this guy does not belong near, you know, being a candidate for the president.
Yeah.
I'm not debating him.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I'm wrong. I was wrong about the convention. I thought that was going to end up being like a redo of 68 or something.
It sure was.
Glad I was totally wrong about that. Maybe, you know, my concerns about the debate are equally, you know, misguided. But I do have concerns about legitimizing this as a normal candidacy and just, instead of just saying, this guy is illegitimate and needs to go.
I completely understand what you're saying. And in fact, I was saying the same thing maybe a month ago or 2 months ago, you know, and particularly after the first debate with Joe Biden. You know, I publicly said, and I believe I even wrote about it in an op-ed, that he should not do a second debate, not because he did a bad job, but because there's no reason to legitimize Donald Trump. And I think that's, you know, that's real. That said, this is going to be an opportunity. Kamala Harris is one smart woman. I mean, she is just, you know, she's going to go after him like a razor blade. I mean, she's, and the last one, Trump told, what was it, 38 major lies and something like 100 minor ones, or I forget the numbers now, but, you know, it's like he lies on average, you know, once or twice a minute. And nobody fact-checked him. And Joe Biden really wasn't able to. I mean, between his stutter and being exhausted or whatever, you know, he was struggling with that night, he just wasn't able to fact-check Trump. Although he did say three or four times, as I recall, that's a lie. But that's, you know, that's not enough. You can't just say, oh, that's a lie. You've got to go after it. Kamala Harris is going to do that. She did that for a living. She, you know, she used to cross-examine people on the witness stand. You know, I mean, I would not want to be Donald Trump going into that debate. I would not want to be me going into that debate with her. I mean, you know, I have recalibrated my thinking on it, and I'm seeing it now as an opportunity. I think it's going to work very well. So,
next. Hi, I'm Mary from Barrington, Illinois.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. And I wanted to talk about the non-compete that a Texas judge just shut down. It was due to take effect, the non-compete agreements that employers force employees to sign.
Right.
And with all of the hoopla going on about the convention, it fell between the cracks. And another Texas judge told the FTC, you don't have any business doing this.
Right. Was a question, and sure, forgive me for not knowing, was this an FTC rule or was this the result
FTC,
of legislation?
And it was supposed to go into, this was an FTC rule, okay, it was supposed to go into effect in about 2 weeks, mm-hmm, and another Texas judge shut it down.
Right.
And they said it was too broad. It was, you know, and we knew that the corporations were going to fight it.
Sure.
Because I've been the victim of non-competes. Yeah. My daughters in the healthcare industry are the victims of non-competes.
Yep. Same
and
here.
They basically put you, you know, they're like, you can't feed your families.
Yep.
So
you have to work for us or you can't
absolutely
have a job.
So this is huge because, again, it goes to judges. Mm-hmm. It's the Texas judges again. And if we don't do something and get Kamala in there to appoint the right judges, right, and then, of course, fix the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Let's expand the court.
Yeah.
That's the easiest method to do this.
Yeah. The Republican, you're absolutely right, and thank you for bringing that up. I was unaware of it somehow. That just, you know, I mean, it's just been a crazy week, but that just slid right by me, and I thank you so much for that. The Republicans did two really brilliant things back in the 1980s when the Reagan administration came in. The first thing they did was they decided that they were going to build out a media infrastructure. And they got their billionaire buddies. I mean, Reagan fast-tracked Rupert Murdoch's citizenship in just a matter of months. Typically, it takes years so that he could, you know, buy radio stations or TV stations and build things. And that media infrastructure has really, really served them well. And then the second thing they did is they put together the Federalist Society. That came out of the 1980s. And the whole mission of this thing was to basically take over an entire branch of government. And, you know, there have been a lot of us who've been screaming into the wind about this. I wrote a book about this about 6 years ago, The Hidden History of the Supreme Court, The Betrayal of America, you know, about it's the court's stupid. I mean, and particularly because of Marbury versus Madison and judicial review, the courts actually have more power in many regards than the president or Congress, at least in many areas, like what you're describing here, administrative law. And now you've got the Supreme Court having struck down the Chevron deference, which was, you know, a policy that said that regulatory agencies have the power to make rules. And I'm surprised they didn't use the death of Chevron. So I'm with you. The Democrats need to get their act together on this. We need a left-wing equivalent of the Federalist Society. We need to be vetting judges. We need to be working, you know, pushing them through the system. We absolutely have to expand the Supreme Court. We need to put a code of ethics in there. And we need to impeach Clarence Thomas. We'll be back at the top of the next hour. We're broadcasting live from Northbrook, Illinois, from Max and Benny's Diner. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Pat Kreitlow. Monday morning on Up North News Radio, the presidential race is now set and underway for the kind of 10-week ride we sure weren't expecting a month ago.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.